Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Radio personality and all-around good guy Brian Whitman's going to join us. The news is coming as well. We got a lot of funny stuff coming your way in this segment. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. After last year, we all deserve a little summer fun. But be on the lookout for travel scams by cyber criminals who want to steal your identity. Identity verify travel deals with the company. Independently verify travel deals with the company. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Protect yourself with a LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours, yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code Adam for 25% off.
It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. A new nut has arrived. July's Nut has for you two ACS koozies to keep that thin can of seltzer cold in the ball-melting summer heat. Brother Artisan's CBD oil to keep you chill in the ball-melting summer heat. The Hangover Secret. A hangover cure to make sure that after a night of heavy drinking, you don't die the next day in the ball-melting summer heat. And, of course, a bottle of your choosing. Head to CorollaDrinks.com to sign up for 1 month or to keep the shipments coming. Prep your mails box for Adam's Monthly Nut.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Port St. Richey, Florida. A 30-year-old man was arrested after he refused to pay for his meal at a restaurant and exposed his genitals to other customers. The restaurant was Kickin' Wings with a Z. Definitely not a Jew.
Ryan Whitman, one of our favorites, has joined us. He is back. Brian is a 30-year radio veteran, talk show host and person, impressionist, sorry, comedian as well. And you can shoot him a tweet at Brian, spelled like a human being with an I. Brian Whitman.
How are you guys?
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I was intrigued because I know you do all the voices, the Lenos and the Don Imuses and, of course, the Trumps and all that. But I saw Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar on your list.
Yeah.
And I want to know what that possibly sounded like.
Well, the Whoopi Goldberg comes from my time with our friend Conway. Of course, Gina and Adam, our friend Tim Conway Jr., when we were working together, because he had a little drop where it was not Whoopi Goldberg, but it was a lady on the news who was talking, I don't know, some goofy story, and she said the following words, and she sounded exactly like Whoopi Goldberg. So I'm actually doing her to do Whoopi. Mm-hmm. And she said, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" That was all. That's all I do. What are you doing? That's it. But when you mix her up with Joy, because Joy came on The View last year as like a physicist. She was studying vaccines. It was so ridiculous.
"I have a stack of papers here. Oh, yeah. No, what? Let me tell you about smallpox. The smallpox vaccine took 19 years, okay? So Trump, he's just steamrolling through. I'm not going to take it. Forget about it."
And she starts to run down like genetics, and she really gets into,
"Oh, forget about it. You want to talk about polio? A couple of centuries. And now you know it as Viagra." I'm Joy Behar with the rest of the story.
You know, it's just, people got a little crazy. I don't know if you know that, but since last time I saw you, some folks have had a tough time.
I know, including Brian Whitman.
I got the big C.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I heard about that.
Sure, sure.
How did, I know you were talking off the air, down 90 pounds since but the height.
Well, since the fat, you can say fat. It's okay. I'm a realist. I mean, I know what I was, and I know what I am, and I'm not really very
thin. How'd you get down 90 pounds?
Well, it took a long time, and I have to say some of it was not my plan, but I started, and I would walk at night. I know that sounds like...
It was great.
Yeah, but it's not very sexy.
Yeah.
No, that,
but
I
look
know.
Who you're talking to.
No, this is... But the thing about weight loss, and we always kind of talk about this, is... It's a lot like scars. You know, if you say to someone, it's like a scar on the forehead or something. They go, "Yo, where'd you get that?" And they'd like to say a duel.
Mm-hmm. You'd like
somebody insulted the honor of my fiance, so I was in Spain at the time.
I have no choice.
Whatever. But it's always, I was sleeping and my brother threw a Tonka truck at me when I was 9. Like, it's always blah. And losing weight's always the same boring story. It's always like, I stopped drinking Mr. Pibb. I started walking at night. It's like, it doesn't sound sexy or fun.
But it worked.
And it wouldn't be in a book.
Right.
You know, there's no diet book that says that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But it's every story says stop doing this and I start doing it. It's really every diet book should just be called I stopped doing this.
Right.
I started doing that. I stopped driving through Wendy's at 2 a.m. and I started taking hikes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I had my less than sexy. People would say, how'd you lose it? And I said, well, I've decreased my portion size. Oh, very good, Brian. Real good. Real good. And it did work for a little while. And then I got, I'm down 94 pounds total.
That's unbelievable.
That is awesome.
Did you cut out my favorite thing that I only know about from you, which is back in the old days for the quote unquote nucleus, you'd buy us every night the Philly's Best cheesesteaks over by KLSX.
I haven't cut out anything I like to eat. I haven't cut out anything. I just, you know, I just walk around a little more.
Good. That's great.
I know. It's diabolically simple, yet there's some sort of machine that makes billions of years off of Marie Osmond telling you about have all the fudge brownies you want. And somehow
do you like pasta?
We can't let it go. Yeah. Everyone knows. The thing that's always funny about this is 7-year-olds know the answer. Less birthday cake and a little more running around.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, it's like my habit before was so extreme. The eating was so bad. So if I just even changed that little, I would probably lose 100 pounds because it was so gluttonous.
Brian needs a do-rag or
I do.
A
I'm
paper
sweating
towel.
Here.
That's all right.
It's been warm in here today.
It's been warm. That's all right.
Adam,
we'll,
I don't
we'll
appreciate you calling COVID the big C. That's reserved for something else. How did you get COVID?
If I knew, I wouldn't have got it.
Well, Josh Drew knows. He says he's in the hospital, you know, walking around.
Oh, no, I got it at work. I mean, at our
so
morning.
You knew? Okay.
Yeah, at the morning show at the time. I mean, it just, it steamrolled through there like a freight train.
Oh, through the morning show?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate the do-rag. Thank you, Adam.
Did everyone get it?
Almost everyone. Not everyone. Jennifer Horn, my friend, and who I worked with there for many years, she got a negative, but they thought it was her doctor treated her and everybody treated it like a false negative because she had all the symptoms. Mm-hmm. You heard about false positives, but not a lot of false negatives. And then I got a positive. I mean, because when I do something, Adam, I like to really do it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to get COVID, I don't want a false positive. I want to get, you know, I want to get the whole thing. And I did the nasal swab and it came back, but I had no symptoms. I was virtually asymptomatic, but I had a few days of some, you know, a little bit of coughing. But it's interesting, and I think many folks have experienced this. I'm certainly not the only one, obviously, so forgive me for that. But when you are asymptomatic, and I got the positive, and I said to the person at the office, the urgent care, I said, I'm asymptomatic. She said, well, guess what? You might not have symptoms today, she said, and I quote, on the way out the door, but all of them can hit you tomorrow.
Oh.
I said, oh, that's all.
All
oh,
cool.
You have any good news? And so that was in my head the whole time. And then if you sneeze or if you cough, you think, oh, my gosh, every raindrop is a tsunami is what
right.
I had.
So no long hauler stuff for you.
I think I got to be I do feel actually a little. No, I'm fine. I really am fine.
That's great.
But I have to say that the emotional part of not having symptoms, Adam and Gina, but thinking, okay, they can come tomorrow because I had no symptoms. When HR called me from work, they said, you should get tested because now, you know, another person – they don't name the person. And of course, I understand that. But who you worked very closely with tested positive. So that was a Friday afternoon. I like to start my weekends that way. So I immediately began to quarantine and went to the next day, got an appointment and went in. And then the result for the nasal swab came like 2 days later. So I was, I was isolating. But that's not very different from my regular life.
No.
Yeah, they answered the question of where'd you get it. It's so random. Drew thinks he got it at the hospital, but he doesn't know. But then, speaking of radio, our good friend Bean. Of Kevin and Bean, Bean Baxter.
Yes.
He got it, and he was like, I followed all the rules. I didn't do anything. I got it. Mike August was positive after being vaccinated. I think he got it from a bakery outside of Golden.
You know who just
really?
But now isn't he? You know, he got tested so he could travel.
Just announced today that he got tested positive after the vaccine.
You talk too much,
Rich Eisen.
Oh, is that Rich Eisen?
He went on Twitter and said,
I don't think it was ever you can't get it. It's your symptoms will be much less severe, and you probably won't be hospitalized.
Yes, but Mike. The thing that's comical. Now, here's what's comical about it.
By the way, I have to say, I look back on my time, my intimate rendezvous with it. There's a lot of funny in there. I mean, bless everyone who...
so funny.
I understand that. Yeah. I do understand that. But there are moments where you have to go, oh, my gosh, it's ridiculous, because I have people I love a lot calling up and saying, you know, Conway says, hey, man, I'm going to bring you some coldies, man. So people you love a lot are coming to the door, the front door. I live in an apartment, and they're on the phone. Yeah, all right, I'm walking up the stairs, man. And I'm already a little neurotic, a little bit. And you have this, oh, my gosh, I'm in here. But the people I love, my birthday came during the isolation. They're right outside the door. So you can't open, you can't pull back the shade and even wave, because then you feel like a jerk because you're not letting them in. But guess what? They don't want to come in anyway.
Yeah.
There is comedy, which is... Mike wearing a mask for a 2.5 hour airline flight is like you trying to put a baseball hat and sunglasses on your dog. It's just every once in a while you'll pull the thing over your dog. Your dog starts rubbing on the wall, like trying to get away from this thing. Like Mike just wrestles with his mask the entire time. Then he gets COVID positive test after being vaccinated, and then he explains that he's now forced to wear a mask at home because his wife doesn't want him giving it to the kids. Okay. And then I explain that you're not supposed to be able to, you've been vaccinated, you're not going to spread it to the kids. Does not matter. He must sit at home 24/7 and wear a mask. Now the guy who couldn't tolerate it on a flight to Phoenix is now...
It's everything.
24/7
The flight would now be an oasis away from the mask, maybe, arguably. He's got to...
And also, the amount of eating that Mike does on an airplane, the mask is barely... I mean, it just... He does 77% of the flight. He's eating.
Yeah.
So there's no real mask time.
The mask is on a total of 14 minutes.
But wrestles so much with the mask that is still attacked incessantly by folks who work on the airplane just in the 22% of the time his mask is supposed to be up when he's not eating. That's the difficulty he has with masks.
Right. I remember when I got it, it was about a year ago, almost exactly in the summer last year, in July I got it. And well, that's when I tested and I found out that I had it. But if I had not been told that someone, if HR had not called me and said, hey, go get tested, I didn't feel sick. But having said that, it was before vaccines, so I went to the urgent care, and it was a July morning, and it's about 112 degrees in the urgent care and about 128 degrees right outside the urgent care.
In the valley?
Yeah, in Glendale. And there were folks, all huddled around, not COVID. COVID was creeping. It was here, but it was uncommon at that time or atypical for someone to walk in and be tested for COVID. It was still a head turner, whereas today, obviously it wouldn't be. And I remember I went in there and I just kind of... They had plastic over the partition, and I went to the young lady at the desk, and I said, hi, I'm here for a test, because I didn't want to, I'm here. And she said, oh, you're here for a test? I said, yeah, say it louder, baby. So everyone is like, oh, geez, what? I mean, it was really a very surreal and odd experience.
Hypothetical threesome question for you, Brian.
Sure, let's go for it.
All right. Now, these are the rules.
The rules are different?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you rather be with 1-8 on a 0 to 10 scale?
Okay. So
you get a night with a beautiful woman.
See it.
Or would you rather have a threesome with a combined 10? You could break it down any way you want.
I appreciate the offer, and I do appreciate the options, because life is about options. And I think I'm definitely going to go with the former. I'm going to take the 8 and leave the you're describing what sounds like a little bit of a circus environment in the latter option. I think I'm going to pass.
Take the safe money.
I think I'm going to take the safe money and hopefully go to the bonus round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holding a winning lottery ticket for
yes.
Probably yeah. me for $8.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, no, right. You look maybe surprised by my choice.
I don't know. I think it's kind of an interesting wiring, which is some guys are wired to say, it's the ninth inning. I want the ball in my hand. I want to take the mound. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah.
Other guys go, that sounds like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And the threesome, I can break down the threesome guys, feels like a lot of pressure to some guys.
But, proving my neurosis, now that you kind of say the word pressure, being with 1-8, there could be pressure. I could probably get lost in that second group. What was it, 3 or 4 people in that second group?
There's three.
There's two ladies.
Okay.
Combined score can't pass 10.
Yeah. So a 6 and a 4 maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Less pressure there.
Right.
It depends on my mood.
Oh, you're right. Less pressure with the 6 and 4 than the 1-8.
If I had to break the isolation fast, it would be the 6 and the 4 and the 2, me, or the 3, me, whatever I'd come in as. You know what I mean?
Oh, are we factoring in your own
number?
Now,
notice I went from top of the mountain to now diminishing myself.
Right. Yes, I like that.
It's COVID.
A lot of range.
Yeah, right, a lot of range.
I got you higher in a 3, Whitman.
Do you really?
Not a lot, but higher.
When Adam came out and said hi to me, he said, hey, you look fit. And I said, fit? I appreciate your support.
Yeah.
You make me feel better about myself.
I try to choose words to make people feel a certain way.
They matter. You know, they do matter. They do really matter. You can't just say anything.
It's impactful.
Yeah, I'm thinking
it's impactful.
You got full-blown AIDS, but what's coming out of my mouth is you look fit.
I understand that. Hey, wow, you've been working out a little bit. Well, yeah, it makes me feel good, so thank you.
Walking at night.
I know.
I don't know if you guys have any night walkers in your neighborhood.
No,
I
wouldn't
know. Make me the creepiest guy in the world.
It's a sign.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I got a night walker.
Yeah.
Now, night walker.
You're right. Plenty of morning walkers, not a lot of night walkers.
Night walker's a tell. Night walker with reflective vest, even a little crazier for some reason.
Yeah. No, I
don't know why the safety does it. And then. I don't know if you guys have – do you guys have night walker? I have a night walker and I have weird jogger.
What do you mean weird jogger?
The guy's jogging with like the 1 foot kind of flapped out toward Mecca and his arms are kind of moving in a spastic way.
Oh.
Not tight jogger.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Weird jogger.
And I had to do that assessment. I had to kind of do that equation when I decided to lose some weight. And I saw myself in a vest, as you described, with some sort of
do you have the reflective vest?
Tape.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't want to get hit by a car.
Write
you know?
That down.
And I thought I could go out there and run like that, but I'm not – I don't run well, as a term, especially then, 100 pounds heavier than I am right now. I mean, that is not a good look.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that would be embarrassing for me. And then I thought, well, I could walk, but that's pathetic. And people said, how long do you walk for? I said, I walk for an hour. Yes, I walk for 1 hour. And I would just walk. I mean, not a fast walk. Actually, a pretty slow walk, and just for an hour. And I would, you know what? It was a mistake. It was an error in judgment because I would go around the block for an hour, and probably as a night walker, I probably alarm some of the.
Yeah,
guys.
Let me see if go down this trail. See if we need to get Britney Spears' dad involved with your situation here. Reflective vest, check.
Yeah, check.
Appropriate attire, like are you wearing Dockers? Because that then goes to crazy.
Dress shoes
again. Are you wearing like Wilson tennis shoes? Maybe not a New Balance or a Nike.
I don't know if this is good or bad. I'll just tell you the truth. They're brand new. They're white sneakers. I keep them in the box in the shoe box, and I just keep them in a closet.
Well, write that down.
I only take them out to walk.
Back to the box.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay.
I don't want to
get
them. Wow.
Yeah.
Is
that the wrong
kick
answer?
Them off by
talking. Go ahead. Reflective vest. Check back. Box.
Are they all white?
Okay.
Yes. They're, well, no. They,
what kind of shoes?
They're sneakers.
I know.
What brand?
Oh, no, not sneakers, Tap, brand Jazz. Sneakers. What are we talking about?
No, they're I guess they're Nikes, but they're all, and they're not high tops, but they're thick.
Uh-huh. They're supportive.
Absolutely, because I have foot pain.
Sure. Slacks, oh, shorts.
Adam, these are nurse shoes.
No, I like wear
Velcro. Are the Velcro involved with the shoes?
No, but I'm not afraid to do that because I want to walk safely. I don't want to fall.
Are the laces elastic?
No, they're not. But I can throw a little elastic over
you
the front.
You tie the laces.
I do tie them, and that's a challenge too. When you're 100 pounds heavier than I am now, because you got to put your foot like on top right. of something, because I can't bend over.
What are we wearing? We're wearing dungarees.
Well, no, because that's hot. I don't want to chafe. You know, that's mm-hmm. too hot. But I would wear. I have a very nice pair of gray sweatpants, and they are
okay.
They have elastic, but you know, that's my buffet busters.
Right.
So they,
sure.
You know, they move with me.
Okay, you're good.
And I do. I can show you what I wear because I do walk with them. Would you? Can I?
I've seen enough. I've heard enough. You're fine.
I am.
Yeah, try to keep the shoes out of the box when you come home. That's all. That's my recommendation.
But I don't want to. They're not cheap, but they're not expensive.
Why mm-hmm. do they go back in the box? Are you afraid of tracking dirt in?
Because walking mattered to me that hour, and I still do it now, but not every night. And it matters. So I do want to keep those sneakers in top condition.
Mm.
In the box.
Absolutely.
It's more of a symbol.
Right.
That's bad.
Tie it for yourself.
But you guys know when you leave them out of the box and you wake up and they've been eroded by the wind in the hands of time.
I mean, we've all been.
You know that?
That's yeah. It's cliche. It's all this time.
Yeah.
What's a pair of Nikes last me? 4 days, probably, if I leave
well,
out of the box.
Well, if you leave out, yeah.
I've had
yeah.
these for 29 months.
Yeah. There you go.
That's wow. why.
All right.
I'll bring them in sometime. You can see them.
That'd be great.
Please. All right. You want to do a little ass crack and back sack in the morning? Oh. Do we have some music?
Happy to do it.
Wait, Gina, who are you?
I was going to say, who am I? I believe I'm...
You're back, Zach.
I believe you started calling me Stacks.
Oh, you're Stacks. Right. You're doing the entertainment news?
Yep. Three axes.
Yeah, three axes. Right.
The gossip gal.
Who are you?
Marty St. Clair in the air.
Marty St. Clair in the air.
Yeah, I love that, too. And I don't want to say.
Okay.
Hi, back to Ass Crack and Back Sack in the morning. We got Marty St. Clair in the air. He's out there as a Stater Brothers chopper, Sky Chopper 9. He's going to give us news and traffic, weather, and news. And also, we got Stacks over here. She's got the entertainment report. She's got over there. What's going on with Johnny Depp over there? Okay, I don't care. And we got Back Sack over there.
Good morning, everybody. Incredibly with you. Now, you're standing by when you hear the Tookie Tookie Bird. Sometime between now and next November, be color 100 when you hear the Tookie Tookie Bird and show us your nuts in the morning, everybody. Your right, nuts.
We got traffic, weather. Weather at Montebello is checking in 72 degrees. 9 bar 72. Baldwin Park, 72. Palos Verdes, 72. Arcadia, 72 degrees. Cerritos checking in, 72 degrees. Hollywood, Pasadena, Torrance, 72 degrees.
Yep.
Palmdale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back, Zach.
El Monte, California. 72 degrees right now with Ass Crack and Butt Crack and Love and Yentl.
Fountain Valley checking in 72 degrees. Locking out 72. Redondo, 72. Downey, 72 degrees. Carson checking in at 72 degrees. Stax, what do you got from the infotainment board?
Well, it just turns out that The Rock is releasing his own line of arm butter.
I don't think I say. I got to tell you something, Back Zach. I saw that line. I saw Fast 9. Not impressed.
Yeah, man, I love it. I gotta say good morning to the office of the day today. It's Annabelle, Wendy, and Jillian at ADP Customer Service. I get lunch at Burger King and some zoo shirts.
Artie St. Clair?
Hey, up here in the Sky Chopper, we got a mattress in lanes on the 5, a box ring in lanes on the 405, a futon in lanes on the 105. This brought to you by Ben Bridge, your personal jeweler, Ben Bridge. Back to you in the studio.
I got to tell you guys, Sludge is going to be down at the Chili's in Norwalk. Go down there, kick Sludge in the nuts, get a beer koozie. Am I right, Back Zach?
Absolutely, everybody. Make sure you go see him at Chili's. And make sure you turn up the heat because it can get a little chilly. It's at Chili's, everybody.
San Dimas checking 72, Claremont 72, Altadena 72, City of Industry 72, Pomona 72 degrees, Santa Monica 72 degrees, Studio City checking in 72 degrees, Alhambra 72, Hawthorne 72, Huntington Beach 72, Seal Beach 72, Calabasas 72, Inglewood 72 degrees, Artesia checking in at 72, and Redondo checking in 72 degrees.
Stacks.
We'll tease you in our tease you, Stacks. You're hot, Bumbledoo.
She's hot, huh?
Hey, which peasant top did Britney Spears wear to Cancun? Find out after the break.
It's 6 o'clock and the sun comes up and the zoo crew's on the air. So get out of bed and move your butt and kick it in high gear. You're moving on. Crank the volume up so everyone can hear. Like an and rip off the dive, you know what to do. Stand up proud and say it loud. I love the morning zoo.
That's Crack of the Morning. We got Stacks over here.
That's right.
And we got not Artie Pie in the sky.
Marty St. Clair.
Marty St. Clair in the air.
Man,
Marty St. Clair jumping in from the air. Wait, just in. We got a Murphy bed in lanes on the 605. This report brought to you by Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Today, Jim Carr today. Back to you at the studio.
Ask Crack, I know you work closely with a lot of charities out there. Cars for Kids, near and dear to your heart.
Yep, absolutely, man. In fact, I had Corky by Yorkie pal up with some of the kids and the cars for kids. You have Cars for Kids. We have a security animal for you if you're jumping in your car from a kid and for a kid on the Ass Crack at Backsack Show in the morning.
Stacked?
Yeah.
Britney's wearing what?
She's wearing a peasant top. And Demi Lovato's protesting a new frozen yogurt shop. Find out which one at the top of the hour.
I want to tell everybody who's just coming out of isolation and quarantine. We know it's been a tough year for everybody, and I do want to say that I love we're doing it for about 2 weeks there. I would say you're socially distanced, but we're emotionally airtight. We're ass crack at Backsack, poor La Bagnara. Welcome back. We've missed you.
Ass crack, we spoke off the air. You opened up emotionally, man, in ways that I haven't seen another co-host open up in a lot of ways.
COVID's going to do that to you.
I know you got the COVID. I know you're isolated. I know may have ripped the Band-Aid off a couple of wounds you had with your stepdad back in the day growing up in Muncie.
Well, I don't know that this should be fodder. I don't know that my own struggle with COVID should be fodder. But I realized this isn't the first time I felt isolation.
Yeah, my program director said to open up, start talking about things that are near and dear to our heart, and make it a little more personal on the show instead of giving up. Hold on. We have a... we got Marty St. Clair in the air.
Yeah, there's a sleeping bag in lanes on the 805. This brought to you by Empire Carpets. 1-800-588-2300-EMPIRE. Back to you guys in the studio.
Well, I'm out of checking in 72 degrees. Stacks, what's going on in the world of entertainment?
Well, Justin Bieber says he would marry Hailey Baldwin Bieber all over again. Oh!
Personal trials and tribulations, Backstack.
It was a tough, tough time. It was a tough, 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 tough time. And I think I've let you know that I do this for one reason. It's to make connections with people that I'll never meet in person. And try to make morning time a little more welcoming for everybody. Wrestle with that big, bad boss of yours. Again, lunch at Burger King and Zoo Shirts for the ups of the day. We thank you for listening to Ask Crack and Backsack. But I want to talk about my wanting and my need. To feel the touch of a loving person. And I'm sorry the Zoom didn't do it, because I zoomed right to the alcohol.
Backsack, Ass Crack in the Morning, 7:10. That's 10 after 7. That's 50 away from the top of the hour. We got Stacks over there on entertainment.
Yep.
We got Marty St. Clair in the air. Now it's 7:12. 7:12 after the top of the hour. That's 48 away from the top of the hour.
And, that's right. 108 minutes away. And let me tell you, everybody, if you have to be there, it's 108 minutes. Speaking of 108, I want to welcome our new affiliate to the Ass Crack and Backsack Show in the moment. Kiss 108 FM, former home of Maddie in the morning. Matt Singer, bye. Hombre, we were dropping the beat from high atop the Prue at WXKSFM Bedford Busted. Kiss 108
FM. Backcheck. I want to tell you guys, Sludge is going to be out at the Chick-fil-A in Cerritos. So go over there. Get Sludge in a sleeper hold and win yourself some
and if you're,
fanny pack.
If you're anything like me, you'll roll up there with a hot chick. Good butter.
Backsack, I know you've been struggling with your sexuality for a long time because of the abuse of the hands of your stepdad back in Muncie so many years ago. Any revelations on that subject?
Well, I can tell you it was said by many people. Many people are elected officials and the good people who I work with in my not-for-profit. I gotta say that what happened with COVID, and of course I believe I'm a lug holler, everybody. But I believe that any problem you had, any challenge you had, was exacerbated by quarantine and isolation. I thought I was home free as I was looking for my release date from my personal torture chamber known as my apartment. But guess what? All of those challenges from childhood, like my dad telling me I just wasn't strong enough, telling me I didn't build a fort like all the other boys. All those feelings of inadequacy came back to me like a boomerang with ass crap. Back. Sack of a lot of time.
Well, we feel your pain, Stacks.
Yeah. So glad you reached out because sources say Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are thinking about getting a second goldfish.
Harry. Yeah, back Sack's waiting, buddy.
Marty Sinclair in the air.
This just in, shoulder work on the 215. Pardon me, boss. Be sure to slow down for the cone zone. This report brought to you by Farmers. We are Farmers. Bump it up, bump, 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 bump.
Backjack, I know the radio industry's turned its back on you. You've been let go from almost every radio job you've ever had. Hopefully this is a new home you found here.
Yeah, where are we going with this, talking about my employment history?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, just setting the table. We're welcoming you aboard. We appreciate what you bring to the show.
I appreciate
it. It's unclear what it is, but we appreciate what you bring to the show.
If you don't know what it is, talk to my friend, formerly known as Captain Y from number one Y-100, Mark Lipoff, who went off to be a consultant, and he works at Morning Show Bootcamp at the Conclave in the Twin Cities every year, and he'll take you behind the velvet rope and let you know what I bring. I'm kind of surprised seeing you every morning, whether it's on a Zoom or right here in the studio, that you don't get nobody know what I bring to the Ass Crack and Back Sack Show in the morning time.
Well, I know what you bring, but of course I'm asking for the listener.
I had a tough year, though.
Yeah, tough year. Yeah. Well, I don't want to pile on by talking about your suspect sexuality or the strange relationship you have with your stepdad from Muncie and the many, many, many consultants you've run into on your many, many travels to many, many radio stations all throughout the country.
I didn't think it was possible, but it's 17 minutes after the hour you decided to hit the accelerator as we zoom to Destination Grievance on that HR highway.
I should mention, Ass Crack kind of left us hanging there because it was 17 after the hour, but we didn't know it was 43 from the top of the hour.
Hey, man. Not everything I do on this program is always selfless devotion to others. Sometimes I got a timestamp, the inauguration of my HR grievance, and I did that at 17 minutes after the hour. That was 1 minute ago, and it's followed up by a professional critique at 18 minutes after the hour. Buddy, you are on an earth that's quaking, my man.
Well, that's 42 from the top of the hour, which, once again, Ass Crack just sort of let slip between the ass and the crack.
Yeah, man. There. I didn't know we were doing an air check session right here on the air, but I guess I should be prepared for anything after COVID-19. After COVID-19.
Understood.
And while you would come into the studio last year, the earliest days, man, the earliest days, before anybody told anybody to wear a mold, and I'd talk to you off the air, and you'd get real close. I thought maybe sometimes you have the droplets of doom, and you were trying to spread them over here to Mr. Backsack.
Stacks, what's going on in the entertainment world?
So glad you asked. Do you want a chance to win a collection of JoJo Siwa's hair bows? Well, you just hit our website to enter.
Well, I should tell everyone Sludge is going to be down at Dave & Buster's in Whittier. So give Sludge a belly rub and give him the phrase it pays. Get that beer koozie, I think. Marty in the air.
This just in, there's a car fire in the number 4 lane of the 15. That's right, a carbecue. This report brought to you by Jared. He went to Jared. Back to you in the studio.
And remember that phrase it pays. Show us your nuts with Ass Crack and Back Sack in the morning. And by the way, the free money music monitor is cranked up. When you hear Madonna's Like a Prayer, be caller 100 and just tell us the 159 songs we played after Madonna's Like a Prayer. 159 right after Like a Prayer. You're going to win a $100 bill from Ass Crack and Back Sack.
Diamond Bar checking in 72 degrees. Baldwin Park 72 degrees. Azusa 72. Topanga 72. Kovalish City 72. Monterey Park 72 degrees. Irwindale 72. Encino 72. And San Bernardino 72 degrees.
72 right now in Acton, everybody. Thanks for waking up with Ass Crack and Back Sack in the morning. Never thought I'd slip. Never thought I'd say, because I was in my old private torture chamber, known as my studio zudio apartment, I call it, with Corky the Yorkies helping out those cars, the kids in the cars for kids. But I never thought I would miss quarantine or isolation. Never thought I'd miss social distancing. But buddy, the way you're bringing it, doing it to it, bringing it in my kids real high, has me missing the yesteryears. That's right. That time known as Camelot, my personal isolation with COVID-19.
Well, let me say something back, Zach. You're working with Ass-Crack now.
I know it, man.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's called Ass-Crack and Back-Sack in the morning. It's not called Back-Sack and Ass-Crack in the morning. That would be insane. My name comes first in this morning show. I know you've worked with some quasi-professionals yeah. over the years, some people who dabbled in radio, but I'm what you call a stalwart, a seasoned vet.
When you say I've worked, and you're doing it sarcastically, I hear it. I hear it dripping from your mouth like the droplets of doom that you sent my way last April. Let me tell you something. If you're referring to Coach Tom on the Breakfast Club at Power 99 WAPW Atlanta, that guy is hot. He is hot as a firecracker, man. And I fought like a warrior to get Coach Tom with me when I went to number one Y100, 100.7 on your FM, like it in Rip the Dab Off. But Captain Y, man, he had the traffic. He had it. It was his franchise. So I had to tell Coach Tom he had to stay in Hot Atlanta, man. Yeah, but we're talking about two broadcast legends here. So, man, I got nothing but respect for what you do. Mm-hmm. Nothing but respect for what you do.
That guy's a pussy.
Coach Tom or Captain Y?
Both of them.
Well, hit the gas. I want to make it to Destination Grievance before the top of the hour with Ass Crack and Back Sack in the butter top.
All right, let's bring it home. That makes me laugh every goddamn time. The great Brian Whitman.
Oh, shit. What that could be a morning show in some markets.
Yeah,
some.
Oh, my God. Coach yeah. Tom is like a billionaire.
All right, we got the news coming up. First, I'll tell you about ScottsCheapFlights.com. Scott's Cheap Flights. Travel the world and never pay full price again. People pay way too much for flights. Prices go up, they go down by hundreds of dollars, even in the same day. So you could pay a different price than the person next to you on the exact same flight. They combine technology with a team of flight experts to monitor thousands of routes on major airlines all day, every day. When prices drop, they send members an email and they send them an alert so they'll never miss an amazing deal like to Europe or Japan for less than $300 round trip on quality airlines, no less. No kickbacks from airlines. Their only goal is to send their members great deals. It's Scott's Cheap Flights, right, Dawson?
Join for free at scottscheapflights.com/Adam and never overpay for flights again. Again, join for free at scottscheapflights.com/Adam. scottscheapflights.com/Adam.
All right, back with Mr. Whitman and the crew. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff-faced on TMZ. Joe Biden, Kamala. Meet news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
But we do have some breaking news that broke during the show as we record this. L.A. County is re-implementing its mask mandate indoors regardless of vaccination status. That's amid an increase in coronavirus case numbers and concerns over the Delta variant. This was just announced. The new masking orders go into effect at 11:59 p.m. on Saturday. This is L.A. County Health Director Dr. Muntu Davis. He said to reporters, "We're not where we we need to be for the millions at risk of infection here in L.A., and waiting to do something will be too late given what we're seeing. L.A. County has seen several consecutive days with more than 1,000 new cases, reportedly a rapid and sustained spike in the number of cases. He says, masking indoors must again become a normal practice by all, regardless of vaccination status, so they can stop the trends and level of the transmission we're currently seeing.
That's pathetic. Trying to flatten that curve.
All right, couple things. I talked to Drew about it. Delta, more contagious, but less virulent.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
Wait, what does that mean?
Spreading. It's spreading more easily, but it's not bad when you get
less people on respirators.
Ah.
Yeah. Or they've figured out what to do with it. So it spreads more easily, but it's... I don't know if it's a kind of yin and yang of nature, but as these things evolve, the variants, they evolve to spread easier, but they also kind of lose their juice a little
bit. So they're more transmittable, if that's a word, right?
Yes.
But, you know, I knew a guy, you say, the Lord does not... Al Rantel. We know Al, right?
Al Rantel.
The Lord does it giveth with both hands. And, you know, it's like, you know, so you don't get hit with two hands or you don't receive with two hands. So you could catch it easier, but if you catch it, it's apparently not as bad. Okay. But these numbers are concerning, right? But.
Well, now I'm curious is Al Rantel still with us?
You mean here with me? How the Al Rantel show. Al was great. He used to talk, Adam, about, you know, all these liberals in Sacramento. And he would say, I learned from him.
Was Al gay?
Huh. Wait, hold on. let me check my scorecard.
He had that effect to him. He was a
Hobby Al Rantel show, 1-800-222-KABC. Oh, no. These liberals running around in Sacramento and this one running around with the transgendered bathrooms. And no one who does anything bad is sitting stationary. They're always running around.
Al Rantel was on out here in Los Angeles for...
For a long time.
20 years?
Yeah,
or something?
For a long time.
Is he gone? Is he somewhere?
He is. I think he moved from California, but yeah, no, he's still...
Running around.
So running around. Oh, no, you don't.
Do you do any David Viscott?
You pat the tap. No, Al was on, a couple of years ago he left, right?
But he used
to say, the Lord does not giveth with both hands.
Oh, he's right.
Do you do any Michael Jackson? Not the pop singer.
Right, because I did the pop singer, but the other Michael Jackson. I used to love when he would always set up his interview. I'm not doing this. You tricked me to go here and do Michael Jackson. This is a trick.
He's pimping you, as they say in improv. Right.
Yes. Yeah, these are just...
Suggestions?
I grew up out here.
Right.
I always listen to talk radio. I listen to it like you'd turn it on for your dog if you were going to leave the house for 12 hours.
Sound.
Like something was going on that could feel a little secure.
Right.
You know, I could hear somebody talking, and I would just listen to all these people all day, every day.
Michael Jackson with you. Oh, look who stopped by. Boutros calling. He would act like it was always, I can't believe it.
Yes, Boutros. Just stop by.
Just kind of come through. Oh, Desmond Tutu, I didn't know you were coming. Oh,
yeah, my. The head of the UN came by, just unannounced, just to sit in with Michael Jackson. He was really a skilled interviewer.
Is Mr. Michael Jackson, forgive me, he has a beautiful voice, and he was just, for the dog, no disrespect, for anyone, it's a relaxing sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he would get all those huge guests, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
L'Aquilessa, how are you? Yeah. And here they come, you know, they would come in.
Yeah, I love that.
Good times.
And then there was Dean Adele.
Dr. Dean Adele.
And Viscott was great. I mean, Dr. David Viscott, who I did some work with when he used to be on with Rick Dees. Oh, David, you're wonderful. I love what you do. Dr. D, David Viscott right here on the Dees hotline. Hi, David. It would be this. A lady would call her a man, but the call I'm remembering is a woman who said, I can't find a man. I will, for a week or two, I'll have feelings, and then they go away. And David Viscott, like from a sleep, totally quiet, went, when did you learn your father was an alcoholic? And she goes, oh my God, I was 12. Right. You know, and it was like, David, what is with you? But it was that impressive, dude. It really was incredible.
I did a sketch at the Acme Comedy Club where Paul, one of the guys in the thing, the guy went on to do Animaniacs and Freakazoid and stuff like that. Paul Rugg, not Rudd, played David Viscott. In a sketch, that's how much I like David Viscott.
And he's
back
my
then.
Friend.
Can I tell you?
Yeah,
yes,
right.
My friend. What was that?
Right. Yeah.
Rick Dees.
Oh, you know it. Hey, David. It's Wednesday, and here he is.
Stop. What was that?
Well, I'm just doing the show.
Right there. Well, that my friend.
It's just me.
What was that? Stop. Oh. Go back.
Oh, okay. You know. God dang it. Why does he have to come in? And...
Hey, my friend. Stop there. What was that?
Well, that was a nervous tick.
Okay, go back, my friend.
Okay, it is Kiss right here.
All right, not that far.
God
damn. Come a little forward, my friend.
Where it is, 51.
There it is.
D's Grease.
What was that?
Right here at Kiss. And we have
my friend.
D's.
What?
Sleaze.
Go back.
Patties.
What was that?
Free installation.
Stop, my friend.
Hmm.
Go back.
Oh, I'd love to give you dinner
what
for four.
What was that?
Tony Roma's.
What was... No, come forward.
Oh, that was me overcompensating
my
for feeling
all right, my
diminished.
Friend. All right, stop. Right there. Right there. What was that?
That was me reaching for the new number one from George Michael.
Stop, my friend. I need you to stop.
Well, David.
Go back.
It's Rick Dees.
No, there. Right there.
That was what
was that?
That was the $1 million station ID.
Go back, then, my friend.
If I call your birthday, match the month, you get $1,000.
My friend, I need you to stop there.
And Dave.
Move forward.
$10,000. And if you nail the year, it's $1 million.
My friend, I need you to stop there.
Just for being born.
Go back. What was that?
That was Ellen Kay with the weather.
That's pretty good.
Yes, David is David was brilliant. David Viscott was brilliant. Everything was something when you were around him. You're like, I got more ticks than somebody who's stranded in a desert.
Dog.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, right. That is great.
And I would be afraid to talk to David. Because
if you inhaled, he'd go, what was that about, my friend?
This chick called from Tarzana on the phone. And she thought, bless her, it was that she wasn't finding the right guy. Maybe her expectations are too high. And she had about 8 seconds on the air. And I go from one. And then 2 weeks later, I don't have feelings. David, you do the... How old were you when you learned your father was an alcoholic? It was like you heard like a cinder block fall in her apartment in Tarzana. I was 12. Oh,
that is great. Here's Madonna.
Rick had tough times transitioning sometimes from Viscott back to the hits
right here at Kiss.
That was a little awkward sometimes.
I'm not going to ask for Disco Duck, but I will say I listened to Viscott 30 years, had his own TV show for a while.
And how about that tight shot? It was
out
his
here.
Face.
Yeah,
and
it's taking up the entire screen wearing a sweater. But by the way, therapist sweater, the cardigan, but the thick, woolly, you know,
and
big.
He'd get this from D's off the air.
David, you have great hair. And this is something Rick would often say. You have that Ozzie Nelson hairline. So nice.
Big compliment.
It was odd. It was an odd thing to hear.
I got to tell you, the most terrified I've ever been in my life was when I was like 23 and I was listening to David Viscott and I heard my stepdad call in.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, no.
Like,
what?
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Is he cheating? Is he gay?
Oh.
Did he molest? Like, I was like, oh, my God.
But you found out in 8 seconds because Viscott nailed it, probably.
I was scared to death. I was like, what?
Whoa. Is that true? You recognize the voice?
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, it was great. It was perfect. It was like he said, like it's about my stepkids, you know. And I was like, Oh my god! Oh no! But then it was perfect. It was like the boy I get along great with, the girl not so much. I was like, that's right. Okay.
I can listen to KFI now. I'll tell you. No, but isn't that
proving radio is an intimate medium? Here's young Adam in his bunk bed, and there's his stepdad on the phone with Dr. D, David Viscott,
my friend. What was that?
That was just me going to call
Hold
her.
On. No, right there. Way you said bunk bed, my friend. What was that bunk bed?
What's for lunch? We have fungus. Fungus fried steak.
Go back. What is that? What are you feeling now? What's going on? Right there. Right now. Right now. Don't think about it. Just
I'm
tell
so
me
frustrated.
How you feel.
I'm so frustrated.
Wait, stop. Wait. What was that? I don't know what that was.
It was me exhaling.
Go back.
They want me to play, you know,
not that font. My friend, step forward a little bit.
It's all white records.
Hold on. What was that?
L.A.
I don't know what that is.
God almighty.
Stop there. Right there. What is that?
Rage.
Right here.
The biggest.
No, go back. Go back, my friend.
It's.
What is it? No, there. Right there. Right now. What is that?
It's 10 o'clock. Here's Bruce Vidal for the midday. I got to get out of here. Good God almighty. That's Rick.
That what?
I love Rick. I have such affection. But that's him.
That's him.
He would never, if I'm, yeah, okay, he never.
Permission to speak freely.
People would say to him, people very close to him would say, Rick, the show is great. You've been on for 20 years, almost 30. The show is great. But the best show is this show that nobody hears or sees when the music's on. This is the show.
You know, I don't want to do that.
And he, God bless Ricky, the hardest working guy. I just don't want to do that.
My friend.
No, you know.
The truth. The truth shall set you free.
Well, the truth is that on the air, I'm in a great mood.
Stop. Wait a minute.
But then
my
I get
friend,
this. But
my friend, you're competing with Kevin and Bean.
David.
It's a slice of reality.
You know what? They sent a stalker to my home.
Hold on. What was... Stop there.
Whoa.
Back. Where?
Mike the mechanic or, you know, Mike Rutherford.
Stop, what? My friend.
Yeah,
what was
Mike.
That? Go back.
That was me being the fattest kid in the third grade and wanting to have more cobbler.
Right there. Fat cobbler. Third grade. Go.
But my Andes, bless her. Oh, great lady. And she really is
number one. Well, no. Now. You number one.
Well,
you're number one with me. What was that?
Well, David, thank you for telling me I'm number one. But sometimes I feel like I'm 19, moving back to 23 on the countdown.
Right, stop. Wait, my friend. What was that?
It's me feeling mistreated.
Go back.
I'm mistreated.
Right there.
I feel like the fattest kid in the third grade.
Go back. Hold on. Right there. What is that?
It's me wrestling.
Explain that.
Okay.
What is that?
May I?
Was your dad an alcoholic, my friend?
I'd love to tell you.
My friend.
I was an Eagle Scout.
Stop. Wait.
But I never felt sexy.
Wait, move forward now. You went too far back.
No. I'm not sexy, and I understand
that. Fast forward a little.
But I am in a way. Ask Liz Rugburns Fulton. She's number one. But, you know, I feel...
Wait a minute. My friend, what was that right there? You feel what?
David.
Stop. Wait. You feel what?
I feel inadequate.
Stop. Wait. Go back. You feel what?
I feel like
Wait. Stop. Move forward.
$30 million a year, and I'm tricking the world, but I'm not trying to.
But you
I'm,
feel what, my friend?
I feel overpaid.
Right there. What is that?
But I'm angry.
Right there.
And I say
stop.
I'm underpaid.
Go back.
David.
Come forward.
Good God almighty. Give me some Prozac or something.
Just go back a little bit.
That's basically...
We should take Viscott and Rick Dees on the road.
We should.
That's a lot of heavy lifting for Brian, but yeah.
No, I love it because that's so great. That's
what
so
year funny. Did Viscott, David Viscott, he couldn't have been old when he died. He had a great head of hair.
With an Ozzie Nelson hairline.
Mm-hmm.
Viscott passed, I believe, in 1996 or 97.
Really? He was young.
He was a young man. I don't think he was 60. And I don't, but I might be wrong. He was a young guy, and he was
58.
Yeah. A buddy of mine was working on bringing him back to television to do that show that you were mentioning with the tight shot and everything. And Viscott passed in his place, you know. Mm. He was a dear man. He was a very sweet and gentle man. I loved him.
Do we have any of his TV show? That's the question, Chris. Yeah, it would just be a big tight shot of his head.
And they didn't move the shot. It never came back or anything.
He sat in a dark room or in a big sweater.
Was it public access?
No.
I feel like it had that vibe.
It was on late at night, right?
Yeah, and it did. Everything kind of had that. We were back in the, you know, 89, we were about where Mexico is today in terms of production, you know. So it was the infancy of those late night shows. They didn't have all the great big sets and everything
Lighting.
Back then.
And the idea was that he was going to speak intimately, so it was a tight shot. He was great on the radio, but he was also great on television. It was, and even if you young folks were into it because he was just so engaging. He was really, it was like watching a guy do magic tricks.
He would. I think the radio show, or sorry, the TV show, he just took phone calls. Mm. He just sat there and punched a phone.
Good thing it was a TV show.
Yeah. But no Baba Booey's back then.
Right. No.
When you heard your stepdad, I'm asking you seriously, I think when he did the radio show, did he say the name of the caller, or did you have to identify your stepdad's voice without the name?
He could have done a John from North Hollywood. Okay. Like, I don't know, but well. it hit hard.
I bet.
Because it's that kind of...
It's jarring.
It's that kind of thing where you don't think you know someone's voice until you hear it wearing the headphones walking in North Island. And you hear that voice, you just stop.
Like, right. What? I would hear, doing my hour walk around the neighborhood, I'd hear voices sometimes on the radio.
The show was called Night Talk.
Yes, right.
With David Viscott. And
what was it about? Talking at night.
Talking at night. That's all it was. I don't know if there's any clips of it. All right, Gina, let's bring it home. Your news.
I think we should. I'm Gina. No, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
That's pathetic. Gina.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Any clip of that show died at 58. You know, when a guy dies at 58 and you're 27, you don't think that much about it. But when you're well into your 50s and a guy dies at 58, you go,
that's
shit.
Pathetic.
That was young.
It was young. And it was a surprise. I mean, it was not expected. He was not ill that anyone knew. And I don't know exactly. I don't know.
What did he die of, Chris?
I think it was a heart related, but I don't know. Was it?
Yeah, it was heart related.
Okay.
It was apparent victim of heart disease. But he also purchased a $1 million life insurance policy 3 months before his
death. No. He had the winning birthday, and I gave him the million. And then he bought – God almighty.
Yeah, there's a great LA Times article all about it where Viscott died alone in October, drained of money and prestige, the apparent victim of heart disease.
He had dogs. He loved his pets. I remember that about David, Dr. Viscott.
Yeah, his friend said he was reduced to just being a psychiatrist, and just being a psychiatrist wasn't enough for him.
He missed the limelight. He died
of a broken heart.
Missed the radio.
The tight close-ups.
We got a clip here. We'll
show a clip.
Listen to a little bit of it.
I can remember. I just remember that show. Oh, well, I was all wrong about the crazy sweater.
But that's a pretty crazy sweater.
I'm kidding. That is a crazy sweater.
Look at that look. Scott,
we're working on the lines, but that means this is an opportunity for you to learn something that you don't usually learn on this program, something about feelings. Do you know that most people don't know how feelings work? And the truth is that if you don't understand how your feelings work, you really don't understand the world around you. The truth is, the way you see the world is in large part distorted by the feelings that you have not expressed, that you've held in, and that are causing you to see those unexpressed
great
feelings
head
in the
of
world.
Hair, right?
Whoa. For example, if you've been hurt,
yes.
Hurt turns into anger after a while.
Yes.
And you walk in the world as an angry person.
I am.
Eventually seeing anger in places where it doesn't exist.
At
and
home.
The tendency is to react to comments that other people make with anger.
I'm a performer.
That's why you sound inappropriate.
Oh,
each
dude.
Of us has a goal in life. And the basic goal of mental health is to tell how you feel to the person who caused you to feel that
way. I hate you.
When they caused you to feel that way.
Does that work?
The idea is to keep your feelings current. Keep your feelings of the moment and keep them real.
Now I don't like you.
If you think about it this way, a person who is not living in the feelings of the moment is living in a world that has already passed.
Magic
math. Trying to catch up with what is going on. If you're holding feelings in, you hold feelings in at a great cost to you. And the cost is the cost of energy.
Here's Prince.
Because to hold anger in place, to hold hurt in place, uses up your emotions, uses up your energy, and causes you, more than anything else, to have less energy to invest in the moment
you're
now.
You're not listening to me,
when
David.
When that happens, something strange happens to you.
Gosh.
Did we exaggerate over the tight shot?
No.
I have to
the
tell you.
The Spartan set or the sweater?
No, it's a filmed radio.
When I would see Dr. Viscott, he was a little bit older than what we see on the screen. But that hair was exactly – that's the hair. It never – bless him. It never left him. That was his hair.
Wow.
And he was probably 15 years older than when we see him here.
Yeah, just a microphone, a black room, and a sweater that you could see from outer space.
That sweater doesn't quit.
Right.
And that was the TV show, just him sitting there talking
simple.
Into the microphone.
And it's kind of refreshing or cool because, you know, he's a special guy to, right? He was very popular, and that was the extent of the production.
I don't know. It all... Radio becomes sad at some point. I don't know when and how. Sorry, women. Yeah. But what I'm saying is
clipboards come out. And
he was the toast of the town, and then something happened along the way, and he just kind of
just sort of faded. But I, you know, to say like he's just a psychiatrist, I don't know. I feel like that could be pretty rewarding work if you wanted to
and
just
serious,
be a psychiatrist.
When Rick would, he would come on Wednesdays and Rick would always say he's not a psychologist, he's a psychiatrist, and that was the kind of a line for the feature. For the, you know, Viscott would take calls, and but it, they were celebrating that he's a psychiatrist, and I'm sad to hear that, you know, he's like because he was not he was not just a psychiatrist because he was a media star as well. You know, I think I don't know him well enough to know if he was unhappy, but he never seemed unhappy. He just seemed like a genius who was quite eccentric.
Well, I'm glad I didn't ask Kat Von D about it because I don't feel like she would have known nearly as much as Brian Whitman.
Just the broad strokes.
About Dr. David Viscott. Okay. All right. If you want to check out Kat Von D's album, Love Made Me Do It, that's available August 27th. There are singles available now. And Brian Whitman, shoot him a tweet at Brian Whitman.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Gene.
As well. And you can go down to Corolla.com for all the live shows coming all over this country, Minneapolis and Michigan. And Kansas City and all over the place.
So, that's pathetic.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Brian Whitman, Kat Von D. Say it. Mahalo.
Like, whoa, put on the brakes, whoa.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And do a bunch of other stuff, like check out Gina Grad on the show Easy Listening, Ball Bryan on the show The Film Vault, and a bunch of us over here on the water cooler. And get your tickets now to see the Ace Man live this weekend, North Carolina. Go to AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.